This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Palo is from Maribel. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their presence felt at the DNC. Thousands of them came within two blocks of the convention yesterday. About a dozen broke through an outer perimeter fence. President Biden acknowledged them in his keynote speech last night.
Protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Biden has said he wants to negotiate an end to the war in Gaza before he leaves office. A Milwaukee woman is sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her sex trafficker. Crystal Kaiser pleaded guilty to reckless homicide earlier this year. She was the first woman in Wisconsin to plead for leniency because of her status as a sex trafficking victim. Her case attracted national attention. Governor Evers' task force on Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is out with its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include expanding Medicaid and increasing rates for home and community-based healthcare. Wisconsin's nursing shortage could be 19,000 by 2040. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he'll submit a budget next year to increase the state's funding for higher education by $457 million a year. Wisconsin ranks 43rd when it comes to funding its public universities. Rothman's plan has pay raises for faculty and staff, but no tuition increases. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be some travel impacts due to the dignitaries today. Some roads in downtown Kenosha are getting closed for the J.D. Vance event near the courthouse, with the VP and her running mate moving from Chicago to Milwaukee later in the day. The Vance event is focused on crime and safety and features appearances by U.S. Senate nominee Eric Hovde and Representative Brian Stile. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign rally in Milwaukee is set to get going at 7 tonight. We have live coverage of the DNC at civicmedia.us. Three teenagers, including two 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old, are facing charges of homicide and carjacking. It's in connection with the fatal shooting of a 49-year-old man in Racine last week. A criminal complaint says the victim was reportedly sitting on a porch with friends when he was shot. Investigators say one suspect allegedly suggested before the shooting that they, quote, kill the first person they see. Two of the suspects have already appeared in court. Bonds were set at $100,000 each. Police continue to search for a third suspect. There are more candidates in the race for Racine County Executive. You may have already seen some signs out for County Clerk Wendy Christensen. She was the first to declare. The Racine County Eye website reports local business owner Corey Sebastian and City Transit Commissioner Lorenzo Santos are also getting in the race. A special election is scheduled for December 19th. It comes following the untimely death of Jonathan Delagrave. A judge has sentenced Crystal Kaiser to 11 years in prison for the 2018 killing of Randy Volar. Kaiser had accused Volar of sex trafficking her as a minor. Her case sparked a nationwide debate on the treatment of trafficking victims in the justice system, with supporters arguing she acted in self-defense. Prosecutors in Kenosha said the killing was premeditated. The judge ruled that Kaiser's actions of killing Volar and burning his house crossed a line that couldn't be justified by her victim's status. And a title transfer between the city and the school district was approved. Last night, the Racine Unified School Board amended a transfer agreement with the city of Racine, pushing back the timeline for property exchanges related to the new Red Apple K-8 school project. Under the revised plan, the city will acquire Red Apple in July of 2026 instead of September of next year. That'll allow more time for the construction of a new building. The amendment also adjusts the transfer date for other properties, including Franklin Park, Janes, and Winslow. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals' right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back at practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now, Broadly, speeding it up a little bit. I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Pat Surtain and, you know, the Broncos once, you just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays and we made plays, it was on time.
That's Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford. They face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been some big scares at this year's summer box office, and Alien Romulus didn't disappoint last weekend. The film took in $108 million globally and almost $42 million domestically. The seventh installment in the Alien franchise follows a crew of space explorers in the time set between the original Alien in 1979 and Aliens in 1986. Coming in second place was the mighty Deadpool in Wolverine, which became the highest R-rated movie ever in the last few days, surpassing 2019's Joker. Deadpool in Wolverine has pulled in $1.1 billion at the global box office and taken in almost $550 million domestically. Coming in third place was It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Twisters at $10 million and the re-release of the 2009 stop-motion critics darling Coraline, which pulled in over $8 million. An impressive showing for a film on about one-third the screens as other box office big shots. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the King of Daytime Talk pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. You gotta love an actor with a laissez-faire attitude. Maybe it's just because he's been around the block a few times, but actor Michael Keaton recently donned the Batman costume again for the film Batgirl. Keaton recently spoke to GQ magazine and said Warner Brothers shelved the film in 2022. When Keaton heard the news that no one would ever see his work, his response was, "I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check." Good work if you can get it. Do you have a rep that needs to confront all rumors when your relationship is not so great? Me neither. Addressing tabloid rumors that Coldplay frontman Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson are not going through with their plans to marry, a rep for the couple said that is not true and they are happily together. In my opinion, whenever there is a picture of an actress giving the camera a wave while wearing sunglasses in oversized jeans, you know things are over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 57. Tomorrow, sunshine 74. By Thursday, sunny with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.